All right. It could be all over next week. And Sunday, Puerto Rico primary, and in Montana and South Dakota.
John, we've been saying that for many weeks. So from the Democrats, who we will continue to talk about, to the Republicans, specifically the residents of the White House, let's take a listen to former Press Secretary Scott McClellan.
It has been a real honor to serve as the White House Press Secretary. I cannot thank the president enough for the privilege of being a part of his team.
Well, that was McClellan back in May 2006. Today, he's sounding a completely different note. In his new memoir, What Happened Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception, McClellan strongly criticizes President Bush and the administration. And this is coming from a man who was a true insider working for the White House from 2003 to 2006. And even before that, he was working for Mr. Bush when he was governor of Texas. He's accusing the president now and his advisors of being misleading at times, among many other things. The White House, well, they've called McClellan a disgruntled employee. In McClellan's hometown of Austin, Texas, just like in Washington, D.C., the new book has lots of people talking. Right, Wayne Slater?
It does. It has a whole lot of people talking. People know the president, and the people here have long known Scott McClellan.
Wayne Slater, you're a senior political writer for the Dallas Morning News and a longtime acquaintance of McClellan. And as someone who's known him for a very long time, he comes from a very active, longtime Republican family. What are they saying in Texas about him breaking this code of loyalty that President Bush has been known for?
I think there is that code, and that's certainly that code here. Even among people who aren't very happy with George Bush, and this is Austin, Texas, a place where actually a lot of people still have a lot of affection for the president, and although they recognize that the war has gone terribly awry and the administration has had significant problems, these are people here who know the president, who knew George Bush as governor, who knew him and his family before George Bush became governor and president. And I think there's a sense that you don't do this. You don't rat out somebody who you work with, who you're a part of, who gives you an opportunity to work in the administration, and then you come out later and offer a fairly scathing critique.
And let's talk about some of those critiques. First of all, he was critical about the Bush administration on using propaganda to sell the Iraq war. That's his claim, Scott McClellan. He was critical of the way the administration handled Katrina, saying that officials didn't quite appreciate the seriousness of that catastrophe, and also accusing some of the officials of being misleading when it came to the releasing the name of the CIA operative Valerie Plame. Did this come as a shock that it came from someone like Scott McClellan, who had been so close to the president for so many years?
You have it exactly right. It came as a shock to people inside the Beltway, inside the administration, the Bushies, if you will. It came as a shock to some people who here in Austin, Texas, who've known the president and certainly known Scott for a long time, but not because of what he said. By and large, those things that he wrote in the book are true, or at least are defensible as a position. What's so surprising is not what he said, that the administration has really had significant problems and has done badly, but that what has come as a surprise is who said it. Someone who was part of the Bush loyalty team from Texas, who worked with George Bush when he was governor, and was among that coterie of folks who went to Washington. I got to tell you, though, because I know Scott and talked to him as he's developed this book and emailed him within the last couple of days, that he still believes, as oddly as this sounds, that the book is a measure of his loyalty to George Bush.
Maybe he should have called it, instead of What Happened, Thank You, Mr. President. Maybe that would have been a better title. Well, Wayne, does this book, whatever the decorum is about loyalty, does this give us any insights into what it's like to be the spokesman in the White House and basically have to tell these, half-truths? I mean, YouTube is full of all of the dissembling moments of Scott McClellan there in the White House briefing room.
I think it tells us that. And, I'm not sure it's fair to blame McClellan exclusively on this. I suspect that early on, Ron Ziegler in the Nixon administration was doing much the same thing. Every press secretary's job is to go out there and offer up sort of a version of the day's narrative, which in some cases may run counter to let's say the truth.
Let me ask you a very quick question because we have just a minute left. What do you think motivated McClellan to write the book, Wayne?
Well, I know there are two things.
Ching.
He's very upset with Karl Rove. He believes that Rove sent him out. I've talked to Scotty about this. Sent him out with a lie that damaged and actually destroyed his credibility inside the Capitol Press Corps. Inside the White House press corps when he was there. The other thing is, again, not to put too fine a point on it.
Wayne, I think we're going to actually have to leave it there. Wayne Slater, senior political writer of the Dallas Morning News.
Thanks, Wayne.
Okay.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.